Hi, it's Allegra Lowenstein. You can find me at allegralowenstein.com. Welcome to Have Your Cake and Eat It Too podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about a couple of ways that your body talks to you. This is a big passion of mine because our body is sending us messages all the time. And unfortunately, we have been mostly trained to ignore them, and even deny them. The way that the world has evolved with lots and lots of amazing amounts of knowledge, but very, very isolated knowledge. Everybody is a specialist, and especially in the medical world, if you start going down one pathway with a particular problem, and it turns out it's a different problem or it's a combination of problems, right? You're going to have all these different specialists who are really only looking at that one thing. And I am a huge fan of Western medicine. I'm not knocking it. I'm not dissing it. It's amazing. The amount of knowledge that comes out of it is life-changing. And a place where it is often lacking is in the holistic approach, in the whole body approach, and honestly, in this sort of intuitive woo-woo realm, right? Woo-woo is not usually based on science. However, I am a science girl. I love science. I have a bachelor's of science in biology, in ecology and conservation biology. I've worked in science education. I read a fair amount of, not super technical, but pretty more technical than average science content. And there is an overlap, right? So nothing pisses me off more than pretending like science supports something in the woo-woo world. Okay, that is pseudoscience, and I think it's really dangerous. However, there are aspects of the woo-woo world, which actually are validated by science. And to me, the majority of that goes back to essentially mindfulness, right? There's a large amount of scientific evidence on the benefits of mindfulness. And to me, a lot of those are based on a very traditional approach to mindfulness. And I think, again, that's where that super amount of focus and specialization can be limited. The information is great. I'm glad it's there. I'm glad people are studying this and that it's becoming relevant. And when you get into the very individualized realm of what kind of magic do I want to make, right? That's not science anymore. That's intuition. That's woo. That's what do I even like to do? That's getting to know ourselves. It's deep personal exploration. And that is a very important part of my work. And it's a very important part of your health journey. If you're on a weight loss journey, it's a very important part of that as well. And the other thing, of course, is that all of this amazing information is often given to us and discovered for us in personal exchanges. There are many amazing doctors in the world, many, probably the majority, right? Most people who become doctors want to help people. But there are some that are driven by money and ego, and some of those people really shouldn't be dealing with patients, quite frankly. So it's not really the direction that I'm going today, except to say that sometimes this focus over specialization, not even over, because great benefit comes from it, but this approach to knowledge based on specialization sometimes pushes the person out. And then sometimes individual egos pushes a person out or sometimes worse, can be even kind of heartless or cruel. Right, and horror stories where doctors are so inconsiderate and unkind to people is that realm. So what can we do? Okay, why am I introducing this subject? Because One really important antidote to that is getting to know our own selves, getting to know our own body. One thing that I like to say is the doctors are the experts on the disease. The doctors are the experts on the organs, you know, the brain, the liver, stomach, whatever it is. And you are the expert on your own body. Nobody can tell you what you feel about your own body. Another interesting thing that is hard to study in traditional science and medicine is lasting results with varying methods, right? Again, I love the scientific method. It's incredibly rigorous. Amazing knowledge and wisdom comes out of it. And it's really hard to study something like weight loss because, and this is what the studies are now saying, one of the largest scale studies of lasting weight loss, so I forget the length of time, but I think everybody in the study has lost weight and kept it off for at least 2 years, and it's tens of thousands of people. It's a very large database. And those are hard studies to create and to track because all these people are doing different things. And that's really one of the, to me, the most significant results out of this particular study, which is the largest so far, is that that's one of the things that they say. That's one of the results. There is no one way that any of these people lost weight. Every single person did it their own way, which is why my work is all based on you and your body and helping you get to know your body and helping you create the perfect plan for you and your body to get the lasting results that you want that are perfect for your body. And so how can we start to do this? How can you, you know, take what I'm talking about? I've been pretty abstract so far. You know, I like to give big context, wrap it up, and kind of focus down to what does this mean in our day-to-day life? And some of the most important things that we can start doing are tuning in to little details that by themselves are possibly insignificant, but put together help give us a bigger story. And I'll be honest, the reason I thought of this for today's episode is because my older son is not a natural water drinker. My younger son is. He drinks water all the time. I'm like, stop. You're going to pee in your bed tonight. You're drinking too much water, which is not something I ever thought I would say as a parent. And the other one, I'm like, drink, 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 drink. So sometimes his pee gets dark. I tell him. So that happened this morning. I'm like, this is your body talking to you. This dark pee is your body telling you you need more water. And it's one of the first signs. And it's really easy to ignore. Okay, that's about all I said to him. And then I gave him the water and he drank most of it. For you, I'm going to go a little deeper so he doesn't need an in-depth explanation. He just needs a little nudge and reminder at this point. But for you, these first signs are often absolutely possible to ignore. He had no pain. He had no discomfort. Right? It just was dark. His pee was dark. It's a visual cue. But unfortunately, because we're busy, because we have many demands on our lives, because our schedules are full, because we're in service to careers that we're passionate about and people that we love in our life, a lot of those first signs, you know, the first 5 pounds, 10 pounds, it's okay, I'll lose it later, dark pee, whatever, I didn't even barely notice. And little thing, oh, my knee. Oh, so stiff when I woke up this morning. Oh, my neck. It's been so sore. Oh, I have a headache again. Right? And some of those now we are talking about discomfort. But they start out small. And yet it's so easy to ignore. And you go to your doctor and say, oh, I've been having a few headaches. They don't really know what to do with that information. It's not relevant to their expertise yet. And so they'll either send you away, They'll give you some very generic lifestyle advice, which may or may not be relevant. Drink more water, maybe. Maybe you're dehydrated, right? I used to think that. I used to get a lot of headaches. I thought I was dehydrated until I hired my own health coach to solve this problem, and I figured out that it was actually lack of sleep. And I'm not talking about the fact that I'm getting 4 hours at night. No, I don't do that. I was getting 6.5, 7, even sometimes 7.5. But the quality wasn't great. And frankly, it wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough. And if I was kind of barely making it at 7-ish hours, if I did have a bad night, or if I did get woken up in the night, or if I did have a night where I pushed it a little less and got 6 hours of sleep, instant headache, right? But I didn't figure that out until I did my work with a health coach and started tracking these patterns and figuring out what it meant. And it wasn't dehydration. It had nothing to do with how much water that I drink. But a health coach is there to help you track and analyze and get specific. And look at your bigger picture too, right? Like, this is all personal work that I've done. I'm not going to go too deep into that story, but even the thing about sleep was actually a symptom of a different problem. I'm writing about that in a forthcoming book, Body Wisdom Oracle, which is akin to Body Wisdom Journal, which is already available, but it's going to be a content book. For me, it was really about having very bad boundaries around my familial responsibilities, caregiving, parenting, you know, working on my business. And all of that was pushing into sleep. So it wasn't even really about the sleep, it was about the boundaries. And that is the type of kind of esoteric idea. And, you know, sometimes people come to me and they're like, Allegra, I want to lose weight. And I'm like, oh, let's talk about boundaries. Oh, let's talk about mindfulness. And they don't see the connection. And yet, at the heart of it, it's there. It's there. We have to unravel, I like to say. I'm unraveling the myths that we tell ourselves, right? Unraveling the myth that to lose weight, we just have to eat less calories. So, how is our body talking to us? Let's come back to the nitty-gritty details. Tightness. Well, I can speak about that right now. My headaches are a rare occurrence nowadays. It wasn't immediate from my work with my health coach. I got the awareness from my health coach. But the real work took a little longer. I probably should have kept working with her. The awareness starts the process. Tightness, okay? But you have to go beyond that. Sometimes I still get tightness in my neck and shoulders, but not to the same extent. The headaches are gone. I'm at the first sign now, right? Because I'm sure before I got headaches, I had tightness that I ignored. And that's the thing. We ignore the signs. We ignore the tightness. Guess what? Your body's going to get louder. Your body's going to tell you in another way. Your body's going to keep telling you until you listen. Pain. Okay. If you have any kind of significant pain, obviously, you should also be seeking medical attention. That actually goes to say, with anything that you hear on this podcast, that a health coach tells you, that you read in a book or anything, if it's above a certain level, you should seek attention from your medical caregiver, the person in your life who does that for you. So, pain. There's also a level of pain that we can very easily ignore. Headaches. Oh, I'll just take an ibuprofen. It's fine. Oh, achy knee. It's okay. I just won't go for that run today. And maybe I'll take some more over-the-counter painkiller. Extra weight. That usually means that we are stuck in old habits and patterns, okay, that are no longer serving us. Easy to ignore or deal with superficially or try to fix the symptom. But behind the weight, there's a deeper problem. I can pretty much guarantee that. The weight is a symptom. The tightness is a symptom. The pain is a symptom. So if these things are happening in your body, lack of energy too. symptom, lack of energy. So the first thing you have to do is pay attention and start noticing these signs for what they are. You know I love journaling. Get out a journal. Get out a piece of notebook paper. Always say you could write it on the back of a receipt from the bottom of your purse. I don't care. Start a list. Also, of course, I'm a bit of an analog girl. You can also open up Evernote or whatever your favorite app of organization is and start a list. What's my body telling me? What are the signs? Do I have stiffness? Do I have tightness? Do I have pain? Do I have weight? Am I angry? Right? Our emotions are also our body talking to us. Am I sad? Am I frustrated? Do I feel stuck? Do I have PMS? Right? So a lot of people think, oh, PMS. We want to dismiss it. Oh, she's PMSing. I heard somebody say recently, every time that you blame a woman's emotions on PMS, a misogynist gets his wings. And I just thought that was so apropos, right? When we dismiss our own emotions, we make ourselves second-rate citizens that aren't worthy of respect. So yeah, PMS. If you're angry, if you're sad, if you're raging, if you're tired, if you're in pain when you're premenstrual, all signs. That is a week that you are more sensitive to the world. And if you're feeling it physically, or if you're feeling it emotionally, or if you're being triggered, pay attention. Your body is telling you, hey, this thing is not all right. And I've actually been ignoring it all month. And now I can't. I'm sensitive this week. So please pay attention and help me. Okay, it's actually an amazing tool when you look at it the right way. It's not a time to just take more ibuprofen and power through. It's a time to nurture and rest. Going back to the body wisdom and journaling, of course. Some of this information is covered in Body Wisdom Journal, which of course is available on my website with a free audio version. It's the first 7 days are available as a free audiobook, and if you want the full 40-day journal, you can purchase that as well. Paper or digital. So if you keep a journal already, you can download the digital and just write the answers in your own journal, whether you prefer a shiny, sparkling gold or pink or black or whatever color journal that you want, flowers, sparkles. I love journals. So whatever journal you have, you can use the digital version as prompts or just the audio, right? That's my gift to you. You get first 7 days. Do it in your own journal. So just to summarize and kind of wrap things back up, we're in this crazy, busy modern world. 21st century stress affects us all, whether we're aware of it or not. We're busy, and societally we're told, oh, you're not the expert. You don't know. No, no, no. Just take this painkiller and get back to work. Pretty much is the message. And yet we can empower ourselves in our life. We can make our life better. We can empower ourselves in the patient role to bring a deeper understanding to our relationship with our medical providers, bring a stronger sense of what your goals are to your medical provider. We can empower ourselves in relationships, in friendships, in family and partners with recognizing where we're feeling sensitive, creating better boundaries around that. And the smallest of physical signs can be a clue for you where change is needed to make your life better. I want to make a t-shirt that says, just fill in the blank, it will fix your life. Right? Just make a list of all your bodily concerns, it will fix your life. Just start journaling, it will fix your life. And honestly, I really know that it will. One piece at a time. Won't fix everything all at once. But we can fix one piece at a time. So start the list. Start paying attention. The things that you've been wanting to ignore, don't ignore them. Write them down. Contemplate them. And I'm always an advocate for getting yourself the support you need, okay? You know I'm available. I take one-on-one clients. It's an amazing way to support yourself. I believe in coaching. I really believe in coaching. I've had a lot of coaches. And my life is better for it, right? And there's other ways to support yourself too, okay? I get it. It took me a while. I thought about hiring a life coach many, many years ago, and it took a long time before I finally did. So I get that that's a journey. I get that putting the finances behind it can be weird and uncomfortable. I also get it that that's another product of society diminishing our voice and saying, you know, at the same time as they're saying we don't know the answer, they're also saying, but you should be able to fix this yourself. No, you should. A health coach? That's ridiculous. You just need to eat more vegetables. A health coach? That's ridiculous. You just need to take some ibuprofen. Okay, I get it that those messages are there. And this is not to pressure you, it's just to acknowledge the reality. And there's many, many, many other ways to support yourself in the meantime. Getting a friend, a partner, a spouse on board, of course, that's the number one way. Finding other ways to get expertise to support you. So whether that's buying a book, I'm a huge fan of buying books. It is the cheapest way to get somebody's expertise. I have journals. Again, it's a variation on a book. It's actually potentially more powerful. It's expertise into an actionable format. Books are amazing, but they're sometimes just more information. And if we don't know how to implement it, it doesn't do that much good. So, of course, the Body Wisdom Journal. And other ways to support yourself is just, you know, listen to my freaking podcast and get all the free information, right? Go to my website, read my blog. So, free information is amazing. It can take you far. For some people, that's all you need. For other people, we need that personal touch and that level of commitment that buying the book, buying the journal, hiring somebody will bring us. I would love to know your thoughts. I'm always curious. How did this change your perspective? What did you think? Is there anything missing? What questions do you have? Go to my website, allegralowenstein.com. All of my podcasts are under blog, audio. Leave a comment right there. I love to respond. I love to hear from you. And of course, buy yourself a copy of Body Wisdom Journal while you're at it. There's just no reason not to. Have a great day to your health and wellness. Signing off.